Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's show, Mayor Francis Suarez unveils Miami Bulls statue with laser eyes to kick off the Bitcoin 2022 conference. Quoting him here, New York is a former financial center. I give you the Miami Bull. Check it out for yourself. The Iron Man Bitcoin Bull is pretty cool. And also quoting the mayor right here, we need to integrate Bitcoin into every aspect of our society this year. Also be sharing the latest analysis from crypto analyst Rec Capital, who shares here, indeed Bitcoin has dipped a little deeper to 43,150. And he also shares that now that Bitcoin has broken above the 50-week exponential moving average, it needs to reclaim the bull market exponential moving average as support to return into a bull trend. Also in today's show, Bitcoin bulls may have to wait until 2024 for the next Bitcoin price rocket stage, according to crypto analyst Peter Brandt, who shares right here on crypto Twitter, the past two times Bitcoin advanced 10x or more required an average of 33 months before the next stage of the rocket kicked in. If history repeats itself, which I do not believe it will, the next rocket stage will be ignited in May of 2024. Also in today's show, Grayscale CEO Bitcoin Spot ETF as SEC backs the third Bitcoin futures ETF. As he shares here, the plot thickens on the path to GBTC's Spot Bitcoin ETF conversion. And he also says that therefore, if the SEC is comfortable with a Bitcoin futures ETF, they must also be comfortable with a Spot Bitcoin ETF. Also in today's show, Bitcoin gearing up for a new rally as Ethereum takes a breather, according to crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop, who shares here, although the market is showing some weakness, the overall structure is still holding a crucial level above 44,700 for Bitcoin. Ethereum looks ready for a deeper connection based on the weakness of the run plus the bearish divergences potentially being ready to be played out. And speaking about bullish price predictions, the next projected cycle peak for the King Crypto is on October 24th, 2025, between $250,000 and $770,000, with a medium average of $440,000 as the target. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, many of the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, live in Miami as the second day of the Bitcoin conference kicks off. Now to mark the opening of the Bitcoin 2022 conference, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez unveiled a laser-eyed bull statue meant to symbolize Miami becoming the self-proclaimed world's capital of crypto. The statue is a 3,000-pound robotic-looking bull fashioned in the same vein as the Charging Bull of Wall Street. According to the official website, the statue was commissioned by Florida-based finance firm TradeStation, and they actually did the big reveal right here, quoting Mayor Francis Suarez, New York is the former financial center. I give you the Miami Bull, and check it out for yourself. How sexy is that? Where my Bitcoin bull's at? It was unveiled on Wednesday at the Miami Beach Convention Center, where the conference is being held, and was immediately labeled by skeptics at Intelligencer as a crime against God. What in the world are they smoking? Now, however, the crypto community has taken a shine to the new symbol of the future of finance. Morgan Creek Digital co-founder Pompliano tweeted on Thursday that the bulls are in control. There's no doubt about it. Now, the bull will greet over 30,000 attendees attending Miami for this Bitcoin conference. If you're going to be here, let me know, and possibly we may be able to link up. Now, the conference features five different stages, the largest of which has a capacity for 15,000 people. Events start off with Pompliano and Galaxy Digital CEO Mike Novogratz given a joint fireside chat, and continue with chats from Bitcoin community legends Nick Szabo, Jameson Lopp, and Dan Held, amongst others. Other speakers include PayPal founder Peter Thiel, NFL star Odell Beckham Jr., and MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor, just to name a few. Now, notable last-minute withdrawal from the conference lineup is El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele. President Bukele is dealing with an outbreak of gang violence in his country, where a state of emergency has been imposed that suspends certain civil liberties, drawing concern from human rights organizations. We're sharing a letter from President Nayib Bukele, who is unfortunately no longer able to attend Bitcoin 2022 due to unforeseen circumstances in El Salvador, which require his urgent attention. We stand in solidarity with the Salvadorian people during these difficult times. And it was 1 year ago on this date at this conference, Nayib Bukele announced making Bitcoin legal tender in El Salvador. So that was a pretty big deal. And quoting the Miami mayor, we need to integrate Bitcoin into every aspect of our society this year. Preach. I can't wait. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Rec Capital. Indeed, Bitcoin has dipped a little deeper to 43,150. This way, Bitcoin has also tagged the blue 50-week exponential moving average and ascending triangle top. Retest is now in progress. And he also points out that now that Bitcoin has broken above the 50-week exponential moving average, it needs to reclaim this bull market exponential moving average as support to return into a bull trend. And as crypto analyst Crypto Ball shares here, this looks like a huge possibility to me on the weekly time frame for Bitcoin. Looks like a textbook W pattern, which is having a minor pullback to confirm support at 42,500. The technical target of this double bottom pattern is 52,900. Very bullish. Send it. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin bulls may have to wait until 2024 for the next Bitcoin price rocket stage, according to crypto analyst Peter Brandt. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 2.5% for the day, trading just above $43,500. We have Ether down 2.2%, trading just above $3,200. Luna down 5%, trading just under $105, while Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche, Cardano, and XRP all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin may track sideways for another 2 years before reigniting its bull run, new data argues. In a new tweet on April 6th, veteran trader Peter Brandt highlights historical patterns suggesting that hodlers will have to wait until 2024 for the next moonshot. Bitcoin has surprised analysts with its performance over the past year, as the highly anticipated blow-off top in quarter four of 2021 was much lower than expected. After Bitcoin lost over 50% of those modest new all-time highs, the debate around the relationship of the price of Bitcoin's four-year halving cycle has changed. The market was used to a macro price top coming once per four-year cycle, specifically the year after Bitcoin's block subsidy halving events. Now, however, the price action is less predictable. While the factors controlling it are many and varied, it does not necessarily mean that bulls will get their break at a different point in the current cycle. Brandt's data shows that the next impulse wave for Bitcoin may not be until 2024 in May, which almost exactly lines up with the next block subsidy halving. Historically, this would be a year too early for a blow off top, but it could still deliver 10 times the price increase based on historical patterns, which go beyond the halving cycles. As the crypto analyst Peter Brandt shares right here, the past two times Bitcoin advanced 10x or more required an average of 33 months before the next stage of the rocket kicked in. If history repeats itself, which I do not believe it will, the next rocket stage will be ignited in May of 2024. What do you think? Let me know in the comments right down below. Do you agree or disagree with Peter Brandt? And another analyst chimes in here. Seems feasible, a game of patience with high reward. And in terms of what could keep Bitcoin suppressed until then, analysts have pointed the finger overwhelmingly at macro triggers. Central bank tightening, if successful, should logically pressure risk assets. And at the same time, a prolonged period of high inflation and low interest rates likewise paints a gloomy picture for the king crypto, at least in the short term. And further out, the status quo could change once the initial shock of these events subsides. Both Arthur Hayes, the ex-CEO of Exchange BitMEX, and Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone are conspicuously more confident about Bitcoin on the longer time frames than in the coming months. Quoting Willy Woo right here, Bitcoin is risk on, safe haven. Gold is a risk off safe haven. Bitcoin as an untested theoretical safe haven. This year will be the first proper market test of it. In a wartime scenario, risk off is the first market response. The second market response is towards safe havens. That's right. And before I break down next story of the day, Grayscale CEO pleads Bitcoin spot ETF as SEC backs the third Bitcoin futures ETF. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap. Sitting just above that $2 trillion milestone with $113.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.2%, with the Ether dominance at 19.3%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have ANC up 16.5%, trading at $3.29, followed by Mina up almost 7%, trading at $3.30, followed by Ethereum Classic up just 3%, trading at $42.64. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the week, there's only a handful actually in the green, as most of them have corrected for this week and are in the red. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows were currently rated a 34 out of 100 back in fear. Yesterday was neutral at a 48. Last week was a 52 and last month a 21 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. When investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Institutional investors rejoice as there is one more way to gain exposure to the king crypto. The United States SEC had announced overnight the approval of a fourth Bitcoin futures ETF. That's right, fund group Tecrium is behind the most recently approved Bitcoin futures ETF. DTF joins a growing number of approved futures ETFs complementing ProShares, Valkyrie, and VanEck Bitcoin futures ETFs. And it's important to point out that every Bitcoin spot ETF has been rejected to date for one invested observer. However, the way in which the approval was made could be a boon for the expectant of spot investors. As Sun and Shine shares here, the plot thickens on the path to Grayscale Bitcoin Trust's spot Bitcoin ETF conversion. In a Twitter thread, Grayscale CEO Michael Sun and Shine once again banged the drum for Bitcoin spot ETF. Sun and Shine tweeted, if the SEC is comfortable with a Bitcoin futures ETF, they must also be comfortable with a spot Bitcoin ETF. He makes a great point. His argument summarizes that all Bitcoin futures ETFs are created equal and that this new one falls under a 1933 Act and not the 1940 Act, which the other three ETFs fall under. Then the argument for filing a Bitcoin spot ETF becomes stronger, which he points out here on Crypto Twitter. Therefore, if the SEC is comfortable with a Bitcoin futures ETF, they must also be comfortable with a spot Bitcoin ETF. They could no longer justifiably cite the Act 40 Act as being the differentiating factor. Now, Sun and Shine has also been a proponent and protagonist for the creation of a Bitcoin spot ETF. For some time, the company shared plans to convert their Grayscale Bitcoin Trust into an ETF back in October of 2021 with over $35 billion in assets under management. The Grayscale Bitcoin Trust is the largest in the legacy finance world. The conversion to a spot ETF would be consequential. Now, Bloomberg analyst Eric Balchunas shared his view on that it's a good sign for the spot, meaning that Bitcoin spot ETF, as he shares here. Justin, SEC approves Tecrium Bitcoin Futures ETF, notable because it was filed under the 33 Act, which Gensler has said doesn't have enough protections versus the 40 Act. So while investors wait with bated breath for a Bitcoin spot ETF, analyst Doomberg suggests that the issue may not relate to different acts, but due to the fact that the futures contracts are settled in cash. I think it's all about manipulation. Obviously, someone is corrupt. I'm not going to point any fingers, but just pointing out the obvious. Gary Gensler, the chairman of the SEC, may in fact be blocking the spot ETFs because as long as the funds flow into spot ETFs faster and they are redeemed, the net effect provides US dollar exit liquidity to those looking to cash out their Bitcoin. And in the meantime, ProShares recently filed with the SEC for its short Bitcoin strategy ETF as the Bitcoin spot ETF saga continues. So there you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin gearing up for a new rally as Ethereum takes a breather, according to crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop. And I share with you this very bullish Bitcoin price prediction of $440,000 for the next projected cycle peak. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,100 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the daily letter that goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify to Apple's iTunes. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So every app, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Popular crypto strategist Mikhail Vende Pop says Bitcoin bulls are setting the stage up for a fresh rally while predicting a shallow pullback for Ethereum. That's right. In a new strategy session, Vande Pop tells his 165,000 YouTube subs that he's bullish on the king crypto after Bitcoin breached its resistance around 45,000 that has kept the market range bound for more than 2 months. Quoting the crypto analyst here, as we've been breaking out of this 2 month range, it seems quite likely that the chances are we're going to be moving and getting ourselves in the next range. This area between $46,000 and $51,000, that is the next area where we could be expecting continuation to be happening. Send it. And in a new Twitter post, Vande Pop notes that while Bitcoin is showing some signs of weakness, the largest crypto asset by market cap still looks strong as long as it stays above $44,700. Looking at Ethereum, Vande Pop says that the top smart contract platform is primed for a breather after a strong rally from its 2022 lows of $2,159. As he shares here, we have been making higher lows, we have been sweeping the previous highs, and we are continuing the actual momentum towards the next resistance zone as we have been sweeping the final high too, and the next resistance zone can be found around $3,600, and we've got one at $3,800. I would not be expecting it to break through that resistance in one go. A small bearish divergence is being created here too, and currently it is hovering at the crucial level of support at $3,400. If that is lost, I am assuming we're going to retest $3,100 once again. And he also points out that Ethereum looks ready for a deeper connection based on the weakness of the run, plus the bearish divergences potentially being ready to be played out. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now let's check out this tweet from DFI, Bitcoin Deep Price Model Weekly Update, April 2nd, 2022. Current projection, $47,000, would range between $27,000 and $83,000. Projected cycle trough, December 21st, 2022, $21,000, would range between $12,000 and $36,000. Projected cycle finish, April 24th, 2024, $59,000, would range between $34,000 and $104,000, with the next projected cycle peak, October 24th, 2025, of $440,000, would range between $250,000 and $770,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this analysis. And he also shares, bottom line, Bitcoin is always bullish in the long run. Power law, current medium-term outlook is bearish. Having cycle, model doesn't inform us about short-term price action, not technical analysis. Strategy of choice depends on time horizon. Time conquers all. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez unveiled Miami Bulls statue with laser eyes to kick off the Miami Bitcoin 2022 conference. Also in today's show, I shared that Bitcoin bulls may have to wait until 2024 for the next major Bitcoin price rocket stage. Also in today's show, I shared that the Grayscale CEO pleads Bitcoin spot ETF as SEC backs the third Bitcoin futures ETF. Also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin gearing up for a new rally as Ethereum takes a breather. And I also shared with you this massive $440,000 target for the King Crypto for the next projected cycle peak would range between $250,000 and $770,000. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, No Money G wrote, "Oh damn, watching now, been watching the conference on Bitcoin Magazine YouTube channel all day. Hope you're having a great time, guy. Wish I was there this year. Hopefully next year when Bitcoin is around $500,000 range, let's freaking go. $500,000 Bitcoin, send it. Let's freaking go." And our next featured comment comes from Steve Hubbs, who wrote, "A prediction without a year is a waste of space on your video title. Anybody could say $700,000 sometime in the future. The Bitcoin law growth curves would say $700,000 by the end of 2026 based on the middle curve. You make a great point, fam. Glad today's video I put a date with the prediction. One love." And our third and final featured comment comes from Eric Castro, who wrote, "Miami vibes, baby. Just got my taxes today and you best I bought the freaking dip, son. Let's freaking go. Welcome to Miami fam. Congrats on buying the dip. Hodl. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below."